Hi, Max, Shannon, Porchup. Good morning, Facebook Live folks. We are happy to have Pima County Sheriff Mark Napier with us this morning. We're not happy about necessarily the topic, but I think that with all the events in Florida and recently in the huge national discussion going on about safety in our schools,
and yes, we know school shootings.
And school shootings, and we know that there are a lot of a lot of parents who listen and a lot of kids in town. So we thought we'd get the sheriff in and just talk a little bit about what do we have locally? What kind of plans do we have? How much do you guys spend talking about this with the school administrators here in town?
Well, we do a lot. Thanks for having me on, Max. You know, I was thinking about that this morning. There's so many parents right now getting up, putting homework in backpacks, giving their kids breakfast, and sending them off to school. And it's a shame that we even have to talk about these topics. It breaks my heart as a father and a grandfather that we even have to talk about these things. We're doing a good job here in Pima County. The Tucson Police Department and my department both do active shooter training in schools. We have certainly the Sheriff's Department has a robust SRO program. So we're in the schools talking about what to do if there's an active shooter, you know, what safeguards can we do, and also increasing awareness about how do we interdict these things before they happen, because that's really the ultimate goal, is to not have to train for the bad event, but to try to prevent these things before they occur. And there's certainly a lot of national discussion, a lot of soundbite policy out there that is not probably helpful. We really need to be thinking about this as a very serious issue and a serious approach. There's probably not one thing we can do that will fix this. It's probably going to be a lot of things.
Well, that's kind of what we're looking for. Where do you guys drill? I mean, what sort of, when you say you have training, can you walk us through some of that to tell us how your officers get prepared?
Well, there are two separate tracks there. One is how do we prepare the facility if there's an active shooter, and then how do we prepare law enforcement? After Columbine changed everything. Mm-hmm. I remember watching Columbine on the TV, and I happened to be home with my wife, and I remember saying to her, they're doing everything right, but it's exactly the wrong thing to do. We were following protocols in law enforcement at that time, and they were doing the right things, but it was the wrong thing to do. And so our training has really evolved to going in, immediately confronting the threat and neutralizing the threat. There isn't this wait, surround the place and get hostage and SWAT and all those things. It takes sometimes an hour or more. Yeah. But to go in with a team right away, find the threat, neutralize the threat, and secure a safe environment. So that's kind of from a law enforcement standpoint. But during these events, we've got to train people what to do. How do you secure yourself? How do you reduce the public safety liability of the people in the facility? So they're two separate tracks, what law enforcement does and what we need to increase awareness of what the public does.
What can parents do?
Well, I think you just need to pay attention. You know, apparently with this last one, there were a lot of warning signs. I'm not going to second guess why they were missed. I mean, there's a lot of speculation in the media, but I've been around long enough to know that sometimes what's in the media is not exactly correct.
Mm-hmm.
I know. Yeah. It's shocked. Everybody just swerved in their lane as they were listening to this on the way to work.
But,
you know, it's funny. I used to work midnights, and I would come home, and I would go to sleep, and I'd get up, and my wife would say, "What happened last night?" And I would say this, this, and this. She goes, "Oh, no, honey, that's not what happened. I saw it on the news." And I say, "Baby, I was there."
Yeah.
So sometimes what's in the media is not exactly accurate. So I think there were some warning signs missed. So pay attention. You know, pay attention to social media profile. And it's kind of like we go back to this domestic terrorism thing. If you see something, say something. You know, and let people assess these things. We have mental health support teams that can go out and make assessments and make sure that we, you know, somebody makes an offhanded comment or somebody's acting a little strangely. Let's assess that before it becomes a tragedy.
Right. Well, one of my girlfriends she's a mom to high school kids, and she had a question specifically for you because she wants to know how can we, you, her, make her daughter feel empowered and not just like she's a sitting duck in the classroom, because she says, you know, drills are great and everything's good, but what do they do to feel safe and more prepared?
You know, I'm not sure how I can make you feel safer other than to say that these are still very, very isolated incidents. You know, we don't have anything on our radar screen right now in Pima County that I'm aware of that we're concerned about, but, you know, we're aware all the time. And so just be aware of your environment. Kind of the basic safety things. Be aware of your environment. If something happens, you know, get away from it. If you can't get away from it, hide and shelter yourself in a safe place. And as a last resort, confront it. And that is a last resort. Mm-hmm. But hopefully we'll have some good discussion about how to harden these targets and make schools more secure than they are. Many of these campuses have no security whatsoever, so unauthorized people can go in on challenge, and that's not a good thing.
And weren't there two threats or something happened last week?
Yeah, and we acted on those very quickly, mm-hmm. Because people are paying more attention, as they should, right, to social media traffic and stuff that we really didn't have to pay attention to 10 or 15 years ago. Mm-hmm. I remember as a little kid, and Max, you might too, that we would hide under our desk because the Russians were going to drop a nuclear bomb on us.
Oh,
you remember?
There were drills.
Yeah, yeah. There were drills. I'm still not clear on how hiding under my desk was going to be particularly helpful, but yes. That's what we did. And it grieves me that was such a simpler time.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Now we have to talk about a young woman who's scared about going to school. And
right.
What should I do if there's a mass shooting in my school? And
mm-hmm.
It's a tragic turn for our society that we're having this dialogue.
It is. But I think also with all the extra attention that comes with that, I think both law enforcement and the public is going to be a little more insistent. If they feel like there's something afoot, with a problem with a person, I don't think it's going to be a one phone call and done. Well, I did my part anymore. I think make sure that you're heard. If you have concerns, you need to make sure that you're actually heard and that something is done. Follow up. You know, hey, what's the status? So don't just be quite as passive, maybe.
There are generally some warning signs, and to get out in front of that a little bit, people are reticent to say something. They feel like, oh, gosh, what if it's really nothing? And, mm-hmm. Well, do your part. Let us know. Let the experts know. We'll go in and make that assessment and find out if it's something. So don't be afraid to call and say, you know, this young man or this person's not acting mm-hmm. right. You know, they're saying things that are really troubling. Could you go in and make an assessment? Sometimes we can head this off before it becomes a tragedy.
Yeah.
And so we need community cooperation. I have about 500 deputies on my department. There are a million people in this county. So, you know, we need the help of the public to identify these things. And we can't monitor everything on social media or interact with every student. So it's important that we have that public cooperation.
Sheriff Mark Napier, Pima County Sheriff, thank you so much for giving us some time this morning.
Happy to be here.
If people do have questions, is there a source of information that your department has? Is it a website or?
Certainly go to our website, pimasheriff.org is our website. There's some information on there. And then you can always contact us through the website if you'd like some active shooter training for your business. We come out and do that sort of thing. And if I could make a request, and I'll request Monday, I do listen every morning. Kim FM 99.5.
Good job.
There we go. How about American Soldier?
Yes.
To recognize our military, and I think there's a good crossover between military and public safety there. God bless the people that protect our country and protect our community.
And I have a couple of pieces of correspondence I've received from a few of your officers. Maybe we can talk about those off the air and, you know, maybe take care of those little tickets.
Oh, the little tickets, yeah.
Those are safe driving
awards.
That's
not how they were described to me, young lady, as little tickets. Yeah, very insignificant. We'll talk off air. I think this is better that it's not recorded.
Yeah, I'm not sure you want any witnesses for that conversation, Shannon. Just saying. All right, Sheriff, thank you so much again for coming in.
Thank you. I'll be headed up to Phoenix here in a little bit to meet with the governor. The governor is convening some law enforcement leaders up in the Capitol.
Perfect.
At 10 o'clock this morning, so I'm headed up there to meet with a select group to provide some input to the governor on what we might do statewide.
Perfect. Well, we don't usually get this serious, but it's an important topic, an important subject that mm-hmm. a lot of folks are discussing, so we wanted to get it straight from the horse's mouth, so to speak. So safe trip up to Phoenix, and we'll have you back in again.
Thank you for having me in.
Thank you. Once-